and had a tongue for a sailor. Let me do him justice, furthermore. He took a sort of fancy for me in particular, was sociable, nay, loquacious, when I happened to stand at the helm. But what of that? Could he talk sentiment or philosophy? Not a bit. His library was 8 inches by 4, Bowditch and Hamilton Moore. And what to me, thus pining for some old who could page me a quotation from Burton on Blue Devils, what to me indeed were flat repetitions of long-drawn yams and the everlasting stanzas of Black-Eyed Susan sung by our full forecastle choir? Staler than stale ale. Aye, aye, Octurian, I say it no malice, but thou wast exceedingly dull, not only at sailing, hard though it was, that I could have been born, but in every other aspect. The days went slowly round and round, endless and uneventful as cycles in space. Time and time pieces, how many centuries did my hammock tell, as pendulum-like it swung to the ship's dull roll, and ticked the hours and ages. Sacred forever be the Aurorian's forehatch, alas. Sea moss is over it now, and rusty forever the bolts that held together that old sea hearthstone about which we so often lounged. Nevertheless, ye lost and laden hours, I will rail at ye while life lasts. Well, weeks, chronologically speaking, went by. Bill Marvel's stories were told over and over again till the beginning and end.